Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Activating now.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Here's the other surprising part.
With guest host Kirk Morrison.
Buckle up. He's going to put on a show.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
What steals the show is when Del Tufo just laughs.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Bills offensive tackle Deion Dawkins, senior Steelers writer for The Athletic Mark Cavalli, still to come, senior NBA writer for The Ringer Howard Beck, and now, filling in for Rich, it's Kirk Morrison.
Check, check, reload, reload, tight left, tight left. Shoot.
We shift into hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show. Kirk Morrison here, filling in for Rich, man. Brockman, Del Tufo, TJ, man. Always great to be with you. Been a fun show, man. First couple hours, we had the breaking news, Aaron Donald. We got all the NFL news. It's been coming fast and furious with trades, where there's players, and now picks. We've got that going on. Minnesota Vikings, Houston Texans, they've made a big trade. So we got into all of that. And then right now, you got like a little golf going on. A lot of these NCAA conference tournaments are happening right now.
Oh, yeah.
Is it really upsets in the NCAA, in these conference tournaments? Look, you got teams that are there in one city. They just playing a little round robin. You'll get the automatic qualifiers. You have all that. So I'm going to watch a little bit of the early parts of the madness before we get into the real March Madness, the tournaments next week. But there's also the NBA that's happening right now. And the NBA is actually going on. And that's why I needed my guy, Howard Beck, the senior NBA writer for The Ringer, to help me out to get the notes and news that I need, because I'm going to, I hate to say it, put the NBA on a little bit of a hiatus, only because NCAA is going to take away from the next couple of weeks. Yeah. So, Howard, man, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming in, brother. The NBA right now, obviously, kind of takes a back seat to the NCAA tournament, but there is some stories, some storylines that are going on. And obviously, I want to start right here, because the best team in basketball right now is the Boston Celtics. They seem to be the team that everybody's saying they should be hoisting that trophy. I know, look, Denver is the reigning champion, but the way that the Boston Celtics have been constructed, they seem to be the best team right now that can threaten for that title.
They absolutely do, Kirk. The Celtics have been on a roll all season.
Right.
And I feel like if people are sleeping on them, and maybe like you, people will sleep on them for the next couple of weeks while they're just watching college basketball, the NBA will still be there when you get back. It'll be all right. Adam Silver might be a little bit alarmed at your framework. It's okay. The Celtics are, from the moment they added Drew Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis, and Porzingis has been banged up often on this season, but everybody's believed, on paper at least, possibly best five, starting five in the league, possibly the best one through six in the league. And I don't think anything that's happened this season should dissuade us of that notion. And, you know, we always go into a season feeling like the defending champ, unless something has befallen them. They lost a player, an injury happens. They're usually the benefit of the doubt team to win it again. This is one of those great years where we can look out at the West and say, you know what? It's really competitive, but the Nuggets are still the certain favorite in the West. But we've got this team looming in the East that not only is having a dominant season, they might be the only 60-plus win team in the NBA. Hell, they might get to 65. But they have the goods. They've got the requisite star power, the requisite scoring punch, and diversity of scoring options. They clearly have the requisite defense. They're a team that you can look at and say, I can't wait to see if, in fact, we get the matchup that we're expecting, Denver and Boston in the finals. I cannot wait to see how this plays out. And in part also because, look, the Celtics have been kind of lurking, looming, threatening to be this team for the last several years. And we forget how young Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum still are. but they've been together for so long and have made the finals. They've made conference finals multiple times that they almost feel like this team that people are suspicious of because they haven't broken through. And, you know, they've never been more primed now to finally not only make the finals again, but potentially beat whoever it is across the way there for the championship.
You know, Howard, there's a couple questions here on this one, but I'll start with the first part because the NBA has done a great job with their play-in, right? The play-in, right? Seeds 7, 8, 9, and 10. It almost feels like we're going to focus the next couple weeks in the Western Conference, that play-in, 7, 8, 9, and 10 seeds, and maybe we are going to ignore what's been going on in Oklahoma City. This is a very young team, a very young roster. You watch them last night versus the Dallas Mavericks. They win again. Now they're the number one seed, obviously, in the Western Conference. Why are they this good? Are we ignoring this team? And do they have a legitimate shot at going deep in a playoff run being this young?
Yeah, I mean, part of the reason we're fixated so much on the play-in, especially this year, in the last couple of years, is especially in the West, right? It could be the Lakers and Warriors, Steph and LeBron, sitting there waiting for someone as a seventh and eighth seeds against perhaps two very young seeds at the top, because it might be Oklahoma and Minnesota in those top seeds. Oklahoma, which hasn't been to the playoffs in 4 years and hasn't made it with this young group. Minnesota, which has made the playoffs but hasn't won a series yet. So there's this axiom, Kirk, in the NBA, and I'm very much a believer in this, having covered the league for a long time. Generally speaking, youth does not win.
Right.
And generally speaking, you have to take your lumps. You make the playoffs, you get spanked by a more seasoned team, you come back the next year, maybe you win a round or two, and there's a progression to this, usually, but not always. And the Thunder and the Timberwolves are both really interesting in that they feel like complete teams, and they have the requisite depth. They've got the requisite combination of scoring punch and defensive tenacity and some great individual defenders. On paper, there's no reason to believe that the Thunder or Wolves are just kind of there just to make an appearance and you know, gently step away to let LeBron and Steph have the stage again. But it will be one of the ultimate tests of this age-old NBA axiom about whether or not youth can win, especially when you go up against veterans. Because if it comes to pass that it's, say, Thunder and Wolves against Lakers and Warriors and whatever combination that might be, that's a phenomenal test. But I will just say, as the last thought on this is, absolutely positively, this is not some accident. The Thunder and the Wolves are legitimate. All the youth aside and all my belief in age-old axioms aside, I do think both of these teams have great potential to make very deep playoff runs. And do they have enough to knock off the Nuggets in the end when that moment comes? That's the bigger question. But these teams are absolutely legit and incredibly talented. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is an MVP candidate right now.
Senior NBA writer for The Ringer, Howard Beck, joined the Rich Eisen Show. Kirk Morrison filling in for Rich. And look, I agree with you. And they're playing an exciting brand of basketball, watching the Thunder, especially watching Anthony Edwards, especially. I'm here in Los Angeles, and that last little West Coast swing that he had playing against the Lakers, playing against the Clippers, you know, he showed he's one of the more dominant players in the NBA. But, man, it's hard to ignore the 7, 8, and 9, and 10 seeds. Phoenix, Los Angeles, Dallas, and the Warriors. The crazy part is, Howard, two of those teams aren't going to make the playoffs just because of the way that the play-in is going to be. Two of those teams will not be in the playoffs. If you had to guess right now, of those four teams currently as it sits in the play-in tournament, who should be worried that they probably won't make it?
Well, and just for mathematical purposes and just to make sure we're not overlooking anything, the Kings and Pelicans are on the bubble there,
right?
So one of those two teams could slip to the play-in, and they could be the ones to not make it also. I don't think that's going to happen.
Right.
I don't even know how to handicap it right now, Kirk.
I mean, it's really tough. Figure it out,
listen,
man.
I've always said never bet against LeBron.
Right.
I would generally say never bet against Steph. I am loath to be betting against Kevin Durant, especially when he's flanked by Devin Booker and Bradley Beal in Phoenix. There's a lot of veteran star power in that play-in range that, to your point, may not make the playoffs. And the idea of a playoffs bracket that doesn't include Durant or LeBron or Steph or, you know, two of the three of them is just unfathomable.
Right.
But we may be seeing that sometime soon. The team that I'd be a little worried about right now in that group is actually Dallas.
Right.
Luka got banged up the other night. We'll see how long he may be out. As good as they've been with him and Kyrie, they're a little inconsistent. I don't know that they have enough defensively to really hang with some of these other teams. And so, you know, the Mavericks are a team that I think are vulnerable. And the Suns, you know, their big three really hasn't played that much together since they brought them together a year ago and or last summer, you know, right. Durant obviously first and then Beal. But, you know, injuries have disrupted their whole season and their ability to really establish that chemistry. And you see it sometimes show up in fourth quarters. They've been, I believe, statistically one of the worst or the worst fourth quarter teams in the league. And a lot of that has to do with, I think, the fact that it's a lot of my turn, your turn, when you've got these three big stars who haven't played together enough to get a feel for how to execute sometimes. And yes, all three of those guys can manufacture points out of nothing, but you don't want to rely on that possession after possession in important playoff games. And so the Suns, I think, are a team that's a little vulnerable in that regard.
Just a couple more minutes here with Howard Beck, the senior NBA writer for The Ringer. You know, Howard, next couple weeks, obviously, I've said it before, look, the NBA will just kind of keep playing and keep trucking along. But obviously, we talked about the Boston Celtics, number one seed, obviously, in the East. What do the Milwaukee Bucks have to do over the next couple weeks for you? What do you want to see from them? Obviously, Doc Rivers, now the head coach, and it started off slow, has gotten better. It looks to be they're a formidable opponent to maybe take down the Boston Celtics. But what do you want to see more of, or what haven't they done since Doc Rivers has taken over as head coach?
It's nothing that they haven't done. I just think that the Bucks, from the moment they made the deal for Damian Lillard, they obviously traded defense for offense and swapping out Drew Holiday for Damian Lillard. And they've lost some depth over the course of the last year as well. And so their margin for error just isn't very high. And the good news since Doc Rivers arrived, and yes, it was a little bumpy at the beginning, right. But they seem to have really found a way to maximize the Lillard-Giannis combination, those guys playing off of each other. I think they're featuring that more. They've been able to establish a little bit better chemistry between the two of them and leverage their respective talents to the max. And I don't think that was happening before under Adrian Griffin. And so I think the Bucks are a much more believable team as a contender now than they were a month and a half ago. But, you know, we're still going to come down to, are they good enough to beat Boston? And it's fascinating, Kirk, in the East, frankly, because the Celtics are such an obvious favorite in the East. Right. We're now down to saying, well, who's most likely to make the run to the conference finals to face them? And the fact is, the Bucks have a very strong case. The Cavaliers have made a strong case for themselves over the course of this season, quietly having a really strong season despite a lot of injuries. The Knicks, if they can get healthy, are, you know, a decent bet to make a deep run. And the Sixers are sitting there looming, not just the Sixers are looming and sinking. I don't know if you can loom and sink simultaneously, but they're not in a very good way right now without Joel Embiid. But if Embiid comes back, as I think they're expecting sometime, mid to late March or maybe by mid April, you know, no one quite knows. It's been kind of a bit of a mystery with Embiid's status, but if he's back and if they haven't sunk too far, you plug Embiid back into that lineup and the Sixers are going to be right back in this conversation as well.
Last one for you, Howard, is I know we've got Nikola Jokic, you know, Joker fatigue when it comes to the MVP, but you mentioned already Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's definitely put himself into that category. Anthony Edwards as well with the Minnesota Timberwolves. How do you see this thing kind of playing out over the next couple weeks? Because this is a regular season award. How do you see this kind of going down the stretch for the NBA's MVP?
Once Embiid went down, I think all the momentum swung to Jokic as the clear-cut favorite. And I don't think anything that the Nuggets or Jokic have done has dampened that in any way, shape, or form. All due respect to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's having an incredible season, to Anthony Edwards, who's having a great season, to Jason Tatum, to any number of others. Kawhi right. Leonard has got the Clippers back in the contention conversation in the West. But Jokic, the combination of just the nightly production, the way he consistently elevates his teammates, the fact that the Nuggets are still one of the best teams in the league, and yes, the record matters, it's just going to be really hard, at least for me, to talk me out of having Jokic at the top. Now, that said, things do change sometimes down the stretch of a season, and I never put any of this stuff in ink too soon. And we've got a good month or so before ballots are even going to be available to us. So there's a really strong field, as there always is, but as of right now, it feels like they're all jockeying for position 2 through 5, as opposed to being in true contention for number one. But as I say, there's still, you know, good fifth of the season or so left. We'll see what happens.
Look, I'll be watching a little bit of college basketball over the next couple of weeks. I'll keep my eye on the NBA, but I'll also keep an eye on the Twitter page or the X page of Howard Beck. He's at Howard Beck on Twitter, formerly known as X, or X formerly known as Twitter. That's what it is. Anyway, senior NBA writer for The Ringer. Man, Howard, I appreciate the time, my brother. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, and it'll always be Twitter to me.
So. Yes, there it is. Thank That's another one. We're going to take all the tallies. Thank it's you. Always going to be Twitter. Man, appreciate the time, Howard. Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, it's always going to be Twitter. I keep going back because some people say, like, oh, it's the X, and, on X.
You're acknowledging the insanity, if you call it that.
I know, man. I'm trying not to.
Apparently, Don Lemon kept calling it Twitter to Elon's face, and he canceled his show.
Got him canceled. Wow. So, man. Well, I need to make sure. So on X at Howard Beck, I'm Kirk Morrison on X.
Only when addressing Elon.
With all of this crazy NFL news, trades, acquisitions, free agency, the draft upcoming. So, yeah, the draft is not until the end of April. What, the 27th? What's the dates on that, Brockman?
The 25.
The 25 through 27 or 24 through 27? One of those dates.
25 to 27.
25 through 27. So,
in Detroit.
Before the draft starts, I've already compiled a list, fellas. I've got 5 games that I already want to see right now before the draft. So I'm maybe doing a little bit of work for the NFL already. So hopefully they're watching, because these are the 5 games I definitely want to see. They're already lined up to happen, but these are my 5 primetime games I want to see for sure. And then I got some other games that I need your help with. We're going to play a game Thursday, Sunday, or Monday. Should those games be on? Coming up next right here. List coming up on the Rich Eisen Show. Kirk Morrison filling in for Rich.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. With Indeed, everything hiring is all in one place, and it makes it so easy. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences each day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join the more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Indeed.com/podcast. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Lakers will be all right. I know you guys, I know, especially you. I know y'all waiting for us to fall, and y'all are just,
basking
in it.
Where have you been the last 6 years?
I mean, what have y'all been doing over there in the East without LeBron? Nothing. That's cool.
I mean,
we'll be all right. As long as y'all don't win and we win, I'm good. As long as the Celtics don't win, hey,
you're not doing any winning for a Laker fan. You're not doing any winning either.
Look, man. All right. We'll stay at the house with me then. Chill out. You know what the best part about Godzilla King of the Monsters?
What is it?
We destroyed Boston in the movie. We level it. Just level it. I love it. It's so many references. It's a Laker fan's dream, Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Oh, my gosh. Dodger fans, too, because obviously the Celtics standing
yeah,
in the
and, way. Yeah, and the Rams.
Patriots and Rams.
A Lakers, a so golden dragon.
Delusional Laker fan is my favorite Laker fan.
Delusional Laker fan?
Is my favorite.
That's cool. What are you guys called? You Celtics.
I look, O'Shea, I'm here for your Boston hate. I'm here for it.
Oh, okay? Thank you.
Speaking of somebody who's from New York City and a diehard Yankee fan, I would take it in liquid form and inject it into my veins. But you really don't have much of a position right now to carp on a Celtic fan as a Laker fan. You just really are. You don't have
position. I mean, are they winning championships?
No, I know that. But you don't have, like, you're out of position under the boards right now. You're reaching in. You're going over the top. I'm kind of calling the foul right now. And I'm sending
Look.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Fine.
Like, that's it. Just you don't have much of a position.
I am a Los Angelino. I'm a Los Angeles Laker. A non-Laker fan will never see me sweat. I will die with the Golden Army. They will bury me at center court, and I will not let a Bostonian get under my skin.
Yo, welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen desk. That's right, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. So call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Earlier on the program, in hour number two, we had Mark Cabali, who is the senior Steelers writer for The Athletic. He came on, and we were talking Steelers a little bit, and he was talking about Russell Wilson at his introductory press conference today in Pittsburgh. So the first time that Russell had a chance to meet the media. But the biggest question was, what you hear a clip here about Russell Wilson and why he came to Pittsburgh with the opportunity to start at quarterback.
Come in here with the mindset that you are the starter.
I come in the mindset just being the best version of me every day. You know, I think that's always the plan. What we're trying to do is, for me, I want to help our football team win. I think that's the job of the quarterback. You know, role is to help the Pittsburgh Steelers win, and that's always been the goal every day. And so, the goal is to, get more trophies and to do everything we can to win.
You had options, this time in your career. But was it important you to find a place where you felt you could be the star?
Yeah, I think every day you wake up, you look forward to, helping the team win. I think that's just honestly my focus right now. I've been fortunate to. Mm-hmm. Be in this league for a long time and have had, a lot of success and done some cool things, but there's more to do. And that's where my head's at.
That's where his head's at. His head is, he's done some good things in this league. He wants to now lead the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that's what he wants to do. So I think the bigger question is this. Russell Wilson has always had a sign-off. Like, it's the sign-off. What will the sign-off be? Because with the Seahawks, it was that? Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
He would always go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
And then last year, we all knew. Well, last couple of years, it was Broncos country. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
But Russell didn't have that sign-off today. So everybody's trying to figure out the sign-off. So he didn't necessarily have a sign-off, but he did do a little sit-down with Steelers, I believe, TV, or Steelers media, I should say. Maybe this could be a precursor for Steelers social media. Maybe he kind of gave us a little hint at it. Here's a little Russell Wilson, Steelers social media.
What's up, Steeler Nation? Just signed, baby. Fired up to wear the black and gold. Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, Here we go.
He did it earlier. They had a video of him from a barber shop getting lined up, and he ended it with here we go. So,
but isn't that
black and
Dak
gold?
Prescott?
Here we go.
No, I mean, here we go, Steelers. Here we go.
I know, but is that Dak?
Here we go. Oh, he's stealing from another.
Is he stealing? Is he stealing from Dak Prescott?
No, here we go, Steelers. Here we go.
That's a song, though.
I know that is a song, but
black and gold.
So how could here he be? Go. If anything, Dak would have been stealing from the Steelers, really.
Black and gold. Here we go.
Black and gold. Here we go.
I think it's
so.
Here
how
we
you
go.
Gonna say? I mean, come on, man. Like, really?
Black and gold. Here we go.
So that's what he's gonna do on Sunday night, right? We're talking to him. He's over there on the sideline, and they're
all
like
his press conferences.
All his press conferences. Hey, appreciate the time, Russell. All right, black and gold. Here we go. Like, I can't picture that. Black and gold, here we go.
Black and gold, here we go.
I thought it was going to be, hey, Steelers country, let's wield.
We were saying, let's smelt. Yeah.
Steelers country,
let's wield. If it was still Heinz Field, they could have said, let's pour. I mean,
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
It's not Heinz Field, though.
Pittsburgh paints, right? The paint.
Black and gold. So I think that, do you think that Russell Wilson wakes up in the morning and, like, looks in the mirror and, like, practice that? He wakes up in the morning, like, brushes his teeth, splashes his face. He's all done. And he looks up in the mirror. Yeah, black and gold. Here we go.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
I mean, that Broncos country, let's ride, is going to be that. Here that is classic, dog. That is.
Hey, Broncos country. Let's
Broncos
ride.
Country. Let's ride.
Here we go.
Broncos country.
I like the here we go.
Bye. I like that, though. It's catchy. It's going to catch on. But black and gold. Here we go. Here we go.
Better win.
Better win.
Black
better
and gold. Win. Here we go.
Well, I will tell you this. I've got top five games I want to see, and maybe Russell Wilson may be on one of them. Let's get to my top five.
Let's go.
Here we go. I get a little background bed, a little music. There we go.
I got you.
It's NFL music, Del Tufo.
That's what we got. There we go. Yeah, of course.
It's not even my top five. It's just five games.
Five games.
That I cannot wait to see. Here we go. Put the list up. I'm ready. One at a time. Okay, one at a time. So
one at a time.
Number one, we already know. I can't wait for the Steelers at Broncos.
Oh, yeah.
It's already in the books. These games are already set. We know that the Steelers will be traveling to Denver. We just don't know when the game will be, but I can't wait for the return game. Because you can't really call it a revenge game. Is it a revenge game? I would say no, but it's kind a return. Of, I mean,
it's kind 1,000% revenge.
It's revenge Payton. On who? Is Sean it on Payton Denver or on Sean Payton? So
they tried to screw him over, man. They tried to say if you don't take this trade that caused out of your contract, we're going to sit you and bench you. And
I would rather it would cost us $89 million than to actually play you. Like, we would rather eat $89 million than to have you on our team. So I guess you know what? I'm corrected. This is a revenge game. So that's one of them. Steelers at Broncos. All right. Another game I can't wait to see. Steelers at Falcons. That's another sneaky, now good game.
All right. Now you're going to have to sell me on
Russell Wilson versus Kirk Cousins in Atlanta. I like this game because we got two quarterbacks, and honestly, they're still playing, and people have a belief that you can still win a championship with Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson. It's just Raheem Morris, Mike Tomlin. I'm just telling you, it's going to be more sunglasses in there than anything, bro, in Mercedes-Benz don't.
Yeah. So
I can't wait to see that. This is mirror. My games that I want to see, okay? My third game I can't wait to see. The Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Baltimore Ravens at the Los Angeles Chargers. This is already on the docket. Okay. So we already know that this is one of the games that I cannot wait to see. It'll be Jim taking on John. And we remember the last time that these two coaches connected.
Yep.
It was in the Super Bowl. And John Harbaugh's Baltimore Ravens defeated Jim's San Francisco 49ers. Can't wait for that one. Another game that I can't wait to see. And this is a revenge game, I think. The Atlanta Falcons going to Minnesota to take on the Minnesota Vikings. Think about that. This is the Kirk Cousins revenge game. I can't even see Kirk Cousins being a revengeful guy. Like, oh, come on, guys. You know, but it is. It's the Kirk Cousins revenge game. What kind of reception does he get in Minnesota? Because remember, he was leading the skull chant during during certain times of the year.
He should get a good one, right?
Right. So here we go. Like, is that a good revenge game, or is it not enough bad blood between the two? Is it? Because obviously there was a number. They didn't meet the number for Kirk Cousins.
That's always when you – I mean, he was there for a long time, like 6-7 years. Correct. So
only one playoff win.
Mm. A lot of good stats, though.
And this is, remember, these are all games that I want to see before the draft happens. Because when the draft happens, there's going to be some players. There could be some trades. Mm. There could be more moving parts. But so far, these are the five games that I we'll be keeping an eye on. There's some others. I'm not saying this is all of them, but here's another one. Eagles at Giants. We already know we're going to get this game anyway. Yeah. It's a division game, but I can't wait for this one, right? Saquon Barkley's return to MetLife.
Is he going
to
get booed?
That's why I want to watch. Because is he going to get booed?
For sure.
Or do they understand?
Nah.
Right? Nah, but that's what I want to see.
You'll never understand going with
Matthew
your
Stafford's still mad that they booed him. Matthew Stafford went to Detroit for a playoff game, and they booed him. It was loud.
Yeah.
So then I made another list, guys. This was just five games I want to watch, but these are five more games that I have, and I need your help.
Bonus game.
What does it sound like to you? Does it sound like a Thursday game?
Okay. Yeah.
Sunday night football game?
Okay.
Or a Monday night football game?
All right.
This may be an easy one. The Houston Texans.
Texans?
Versus the Tennessee Titans. Sunday night, Thursday night, or Monday
Titans
night.
Titans aren't interesting to me, so that's a Thursday game.
That's Thursday. See, I knew that's Thursday, right? Sounding real Thursday-ish. So like Amazon, get ready.
I feel like they have some good color scheme uniforms, the color rush uniforms in there.
Yeah, the red and the all Thursday. Baby blues.
So that's looking real Thursday-ish.
Yeah, I'm feeling Thursday.
All right.
No doubt.
Okay. Super Bowl 58 rematch.
Sunday.
Chiefs at 49ers. Sunday.
100%.
Monday, Thursday.
That could be Monday night, though, guys.
Is that not
Sunday? Sunday.
Why? Why Sunday, Del Tufo?
Yeah, Sunday. Sunday.
Biggest audience. Right, Mike. You get it.
Yeah.
The TV show. Biggest eyeballs.
Biggest eyeballs. Boom. Done.
So you don't want to put that on Monday?
No. End of the day. Boom. You want to put that on Sunday night.
Okay. So that was the Super Bowl 58 rematch.
I don't know, Kirk. I might say Monday night on the show.
Okay, well, what about the AFC rematch game? Ravens at Chiefs. Sunday, Monday, or Thursday? Ravens at Chiefs. Is that a Sunday night game? Is that a Monday night game or a Thursday?
Well, let's eliminate I think you can't put that on Thursday. Off the bat.
Let's take Thursday out of it. That could be the Thursday night season opener.
It could be.
Oh, that's true.
That could be. But yeah, you want to have that in the beginning. I want to have a little more meaning.
Because you don't want one of your top teams to start off 0-1 just like that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what happened last year. The Lions beat the Chiefs.
The Chiefs started the year 0-1.
But you didn't think the Lions is one of your top teams. Going into the year,
we thought the Chiefs was going to be one of your top teams.
But you didn't expect the Chiefs to lose that. Nobody thought the Lions were going to have the season that they had.
They had Lions won, and we're like, Kansas City on for a rocky road, but it made for a great ending, though.
Made for a great ending.
Sunday with that one.
That could be the season opener.
That could be the season opener with NBC doing the season opener. That's like a Sunday game on Thursday.
I don't know how it worked out.
I'm with you, bro.
I just don't know how it worked out with the NFL schedule. We got another rematch. So we had an AFC rematch, a Super Bowl rematch. Now the NFC rematch, 49ers Lions at 49. That's sounding real Monday nightish.
Yeah.
That's sounding Monday nightish to me. That's not Sunday night. That's not Thursday. That sounds more Monday nightish, right?
I'm putting that on Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon.
1 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't
do that. 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock Eastern.
I think that's a Sunday game.
4:25 Fox game.
Another game that I looked at the other day.
Yeah, that might get protected.
Cowboys at 49ers.
Oh. I mean,
is that a Sunday 4:05?
Do we have to play that game?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, is there a way to
this is my thought process when it comes to 49ers and Cowboy. Is this still a good game, or every time we always reference the games of the 90s and we still think that we're going to re-get that again? Because if you think about it, the last couple of 49ers Cowboys games have been actually duds. Remember last year?
Last year was a curb stomp, but before that, the games were still. I mean, the playoff game was.
Dallas got stomped again.
I don't know. I think this is Sunday night.
You think it's Sunday nightish?
Or it's protected. Yeah. Or it gets protected.
Because we know the other networks.
That might be protected. By the way, it could be Tom Brady's Week 1 game.
I keep forgetting about that.
That's
Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhardt, Week 1.
Yep.
Week 1.
Cowboys at 49ers. Let's go.
Okay. I like that.
Yep.
Could be. And then, like I said, this is just my list.
I like this.
I like doing this.
We've never done this before.
Is it Thursday nightish, Monday nightish, Sunday night? You know what I mean?
like that.
But you got to think, though, honestly, a lot of the divisional games we already know, right? Yeah. Those are the ones that, yeah, you know, each team is going to play. So you kind of can put those anywhere. Cowboys, right. Giants, that's always going to be that, right? You know, is it Rams, 49ers to me? I mean, those games you can put kind of anywhere. But
easy
Sunday are those are difficult, man. Those are difficult because you said most eyeballs, Del Tufo.
Yeah, and that's why I was saying to Chris, the flexing makes it even crazier because.
Well, I mean, that takes it out.
If they pick a bad one towards the end, they can always pull the better one in, which is kind of like, but if you've protected that game, like with Brady, you're right, with Brady in the booth, Fox is going to be, they're going to be really having like, we got to protect. Like,
we got to protect. So,
great game.
The 4:25 Eastern kicks have to be protected.
Yep.
Amazon's going to want their games. But I think the draft is going to give us some insight, some intrigue, some exciting players, obviously.
Like
the quarterbacks.
Chicago. Yep. Does Chicago.
So what happens now? If Chicago drafts Caleb Williams, like we all think, Caleb Williams is going to be in some national television games.
I think so.
But then I feel bad for Marvin Harrison. How much do we put the Arizona Cardinals on national
TV? Zero.
They
get their one Thursday night.
That's it, man. You think?
That's it.
Yeah. That's it. What about the Pats? The new look Pats.
Don't even put us on Thursday.
Don't even play.
The new look Pats.
I mean, literally, play 17 games at 1 o'clock this game on Sunday. There's need for anyone to see what's going on.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's how you feel.
I mean, hold on. They played 17 games last year. Let's just say each game took 3 hours. I wasted 51 hours of my life last year watching football. It was terrible.
That is so good.
So you just rather they just play at 1 p.m. Eastern and let's just get it out the way.
1 p.m. Eastern, that way I can watch it on my phone. I don't even need it on a TV at my house.
You can go out. You have the afternoon free.
Oh, man. Okay.
I have my Sunday mornings free.
So you know what? I'll be in again. I'll be hosting for Rich again. I got a couple more dates down the road. I'll be in later on. So I have some more. You know, my list that I compiled in my head, we could play the guessing game. Who gets what? Meaning that who gets the primetime max?
Yep.
Okay, how many games will this team? Last year, the Chargers got the max. And yet,
this is nuts.
I'm like, why? And it backfired on the NFL.
But this year, it changes it with Harbaugh. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Who's going to get the max? Who's going to get the most primetime games this year?
Right.
I think Chiefs are always. Remember, we
flexed.
The Chargers were so bad last year. Remember, we flexed out of a game.
I remember. We
flexed out of a game between the Chiefs and the Chargers.
Yep.
We flexed out of it. That's how bad it is. So, yeah, we're going to go through that. All right. Okay. All right, man. Let's wrap this thing going up, man. Last segment coming up. Kirk Morrison here filling in for Rich. Get you caught up with the last minute news before we get you set up for a great weekend. More coming up here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Title Transference aired October 27, 2004. Director James Marshall, writers Todd Slavkin, Darren Swimmer. I really like this episode, and I'm surprised that you don't like it as much as you thought you did.
I actually respect your opinion more than I respect my own in general. When you say things are good and I check them out, they are.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
I got an email today from the LenPenzo.com HR department. I find it really interesting. I'm an employee of one at this company, but somebody from the HR department sent me an email telling me that I had a raise. If I just opened the attachment, I could see how much my raise was.
Make sure you click on the links that are in there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
What is going on with you, Jim Brockmeyer and Brett Musburger?
This is my Musburger face. No, you can't put that to bed, Rich Eisen. You know why you can't put it to bed?
Okay.
Because he's a punk. That's why. Brett Musburger is a P-U-N-K punk. The man is a thief. Okay? Brett Musburger is a thief.
How so?
Stole my line.
What line was that?
This is for all the Tostitos. Remember that? This is for all the Tostitos. Remember when he said that? Everybody in the business. No, it's not funny. Everybody in the business knows that was my line. But he went ahead and used. That's what I always yell when I climax inside of a woman. Or when I climax all by myself. And ever since then, now I have to yell out, Ruffles have ridges. And it's not.
It's not the same thing. Here is Brent Musburger. How are you, Brent?
Hey, Rich. Rich, I'm great. Listen, I'm so proud of you guys for trying to help resurrect little Jimmy Brickmeyer's career. We all know the problems. We all know the problems that he had in the past.
He says that you stole all the Tostitos from him, Brent, from back
no,
in the day?
No, I got paid. I got paid by a company to drop the name. I got free Tostitos for a week. What are you talking about?
Okay.
You know, Rich, it's really interesting because as we started VSiN here in Las Vegas, and Brickmeyer was having trouble getting a job, so he called our executives and our general manager. He interviewed Brickmeyer and asked him about a three-team parlay. And our boy, Jimmy, he thought that was two hookers with him in a Morristown hotel room. Jesus, we would have loved to help him out, Rich, but I wish him the best. He's so delusional. And listen, let him go at it. Okay. For all the Tostitos, baby.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, man, finishing things up, man. A great show so far, fellas. I appreciate the time as always. A little bit of news to get to. Saw that Mike Vrabel, former head coach of the Tennessee Titans, will be now a consultant. Is that what they call it? A consultant with the Cleveland Browns. So basically what that means is that I'm going to serve as a consultant. So I can help and talk with you guys, but the Tennessee Titans are still footing the bill. You know, they're footing the bill. They still paying your boy. All right. Because I did see one of the executive or coach. I'll say that. I don't like to put guys out there at the combine. I said, man, hey, good to see you. Man, sorry the way things ended. But I was like, hey, I'm still getting paid the next 3 years. I said, okay, there it is. So that's how it is for some of these guys. But this is a consulting role for Mike Vrabel. I'll keep my eye out on the news this weekend. But I did want to have this discussion with you guys because it was kind of funny. Over the next week and a half, we are going to try to fill out our brackets. Or next week, I'd say, in about the next week. NCAA tournament is now here. March Madness is now. Selection Sunday is here.
Yeah.
And I think we're all excited because it still has this funness to it of filling out your bracket. But I've heard this conversation over the last couple of weeks, and it to me is just really it's fun to really have now because I am more excited and more intrigued to watch the women's college basketball tournament than I am the men's college tournament. Because I can honestly say I've watched college basketball, but I can name maybe men's basketball, maybe one or two guys. But yet, when it comes to the women's game, like, I know the women players more. And this is a tribute to the women who have been around the game for longer than one season. I can't tell you who the four-star guys over at Duke or North Carolina.
Yeah, no clue.
But I can tell you on Selection Sunday, I can't wait for the women's bracket because I want to know where Juju Watkins is playing at. I want to know. Where's she playing at? Where's USC playing at? I want to see where Cameron Brink and the Stanford Cardinal, where they land. Well, obviously, I think Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes, where will they be playing
Paige
at?
Beckers, UConn?
Yes, Paige Beckers and UConn. I can't. Ones. Where does Angel Reese and LSU, Flaje Johnson, where does LSU play at?
Yep.
Right? South Carolina. I can't wait to see Dawn Staley, Camila Cardoso. Mm-hmm. Now, I know she got to sit out the first game because she had a little altercation last week.
Hey,
people coming out of the stands, and we're talking about a little fisticuffs in the game last week, but still.
Sometimes it's necessary.
Over 2 million people watched that game, by the way.
It's great. It's
the SEC Women's Conference Championship game.
Wild.
So I'm excited to see the women's game this year and watch how it all plays out and who are the new stars that are going to emerge in this women's college basketball tournament because you're able to fall in love with stars who you'll get a chance to see next year. Now, we know we won't see Caitlin Clark. She's already kind of declared for the draft, so this is kind of her farewell song, right, her swan song. She's out. She's going to the WNBA. But Paige Becker said, hey, I'm coming back. I'm going to be back. So now I'm like, okay, is UConn now the favorite for next year? I mentioned Juju already, who's scored 51 points this year, you know, for USC. So that's what I'm excited about. But the men's game, obviously, is still there. You have your blue bloods. But I just can't name any players. I try to. But I'm kind of lost because I don't get a chance. They're there for 1 year, and boom, they're in the NBA. Right? And now, so that's what I'm doing over this weekend. This weekend, I'm going to have a couple more names for you. If you text me on Monday, I have a couple. Oh, man, you see
you
that one
picks?
Dude over there?
You going to have some picks for
yeah.
us?
Yeah, I'm going to have some picks. All right. Oh, my guy over at Tennessee. That's it. And that's the reason why I know the guy at Tennessee, Dalton Connect, was because I watched the Tennessee game on a flight. And I was like, oh, this guy's pretty good. Okay. But other than that, I'm telling you, I am lost when it comes to – and the guy, I just know because he's a big dude at Purdue, Eddie. And he's been there for like forever, yeah. right? Is that
yeah.
a name?
He's like 7.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is he like 7'4 or something?
See,
he's a big, I did his
like
game
Del Tufo said. That's what he said. Look, his name. Oh yeah, yeah, the big guy at Purdue.
I should know. I should know because I did his game Sunday.
Zach Edey.
See, yeah. Yeah. Edey. I'm calling him Eddie. Edey.
He's Canadian. Know.
There you go.
Yes,
big dude. By the way,
7'4", 300.
I did read that he's coming. He's probably maybe the first back to back player of the year, AP player to like unanimous because he was last
he was
year.
Really, he's really good.
So he may get it again this year.
They better not lose in the first round again.
Exactly.
No.
So there's going to be some stories that we're going to see over this weekend. Obviously, we're seeing some teams punch their tickets. I'm going to watch. Remember last year, my alma mater was in it, San Diego State. We were in the national championship game. I had an amazing time at the Final Four last year in Houston. This year, the Final Four for the men's game will be in Phoenix. Arizona. Phoenix. The women's game will be in Cleveland, Ohio. So I have both of those down. So I'll have my eyes on both of them. But this is what this weekend's all about for me, watching a little college basketball. The Players' Championship is going on right now as I'm getting ready to dust off the golf clubs.
You're breaking them out. You found them? Found them in the closet?
You see them every day. And they look at like, you know you want me. And they keep talking to me like
a Janet Jackson song.
Come on. Because the minute I pick them up, I don't put them down.
Yep.
So like it is a life changing thing. Like it's like once I do this, but I always have to wait until the time change. You have to. Because now we get more sunlight. You know, you can stay out a little bit later.
Yep.
And then as we start to get the longer days, because I'm an early tea time guy.
I like that early time too.
Yeah, because you know, with your schedule fluctuating, you gotta do a little radio, TV here. I can't stick to an actual tea time sometime, right? So I'm like, okay, where can I get on tomorrow? And you already know, in Los Angeles, I don't know who's...
Impossible.
Oh, it's impossible to get anywhere in L.A.
Impossible.
Actually, they're trying to crack down on this, by the way. Because there's bots, people who are these bots that go online and take all of the tea times and they sell them on a third-party website.
I've heard of this.
So they are cracking down in Los Angeles.
Scalping
so people
tea
always...
Times.
Yes, they're scalping tea times. And fantastic. People laugh when I said, like, man, you know how hard it is? It was like, man... If you come up over here to Cleveland, I get you on tomorrow. I get you on today at 3:00. I get you on tomorrow at 8 a.m. I said, you come to LA with that.
Wait a second. Here it comes.
And Maria, I see.
Breaking news.
What? Holy crap.
Wait a second.
Uh-oh. Holy crap. Kenny Pickett has just been traded to the Eagles.
I'm out of here.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here.
No. What is going on?
Why are you doing this to me?
Yeah.
Kenny, Jacinta Anderson and Adam Schefter have it. Kenny Pickett to the Eagles.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
What?
Well, that's your quote.
Steelers country. Here we go.
I'm sorry. I tried to explain the rich all week that there would be no quarterback
So Kenny Pickett has just been traded.
To the Eagles.
To the Eagles.
Black and gold.
Which opens the door. Black and gold. Here we go. Which opens the door for what we all thought from the beginning.
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson's the starter.
Oh.
Who's his backup now? Justin Fields.
I'm
telling you, it opens the door now.
Black and gold. Here we go.
Black and gold. Here we go.
We tried
that
to
would be, tell me, if that's not the perfect plan with the succession. You get Russell Wilson with Justin Fields behind him. Oh, come on, man.
Kirk, but the thing is, we tried to tell Rich, and very adamantly.
And we have
Russell Wilson will be the quarterback, and Rich was very sure that this was going to be a competition and Russ was going to have to beat Kenny out. And I kept laughing on air. He's like, I'm telling you. I'm like, no, Russell Wilson's going to be the starter.
Hold on.
Like,
is Rich awake?
Stay by your phone, man. I may need it.
Okay, so wow. That's how you end a Friday, baby. Really,
we started with Aaron Donald retiring, and we're ending with Kenny Pickett to
Breaking
the Eagles.
News, the trade. Steelers are sending quarterback Kenny Pickett to the Philadelphia Eagles in a pick swap. Sources tell ESPN. Once Pittsburgh signed Russell Wilson, Pickett preferred that he move on.
Because
he sure did kind of, you know, social media.
He was like not into it. He was not about it.
No. Wow. So wow. A pick swap. So pick swap mean they may switch like seventh round picks, sixth round. I mean, I wonder what it is going to be. So sixth round pick. So right now, currently, who's on the roster at quarterback outside of Russell Wilson?
Nobody, because Mason Rudolph signed with the Titans.
I know. See, I got to see. Man, look, oh, this is it's happening way too fast. And absolutely, yes, my Google Doc has already been updated. I mean, yes. Wow. Thank you, NFL, by the way.
Man, yeah. The NFL is the greatest.
It is amazing.
So if you go to the Steelers roster, it's now that Pickett is traded, it's just Russell Wilson.
It's just Russell Wilson.
They have one quarterback on the roster.
I'm telling you. If I'm Justin Fields, I get on the phone now. Send me to Pittsburgh. Send me to Pittsburgh. Let them battle it out.
And it's funny that this happened because I was literally trying to end the show to asking you guys this question. Are we 1,000% sure the Bears are not going to trade that pick?
Are not? What do you mean?
I would never say
are they? Are we 1,000% sure that they are drafting Caleb Williams and they're going to keep that pick?
You don't draft Caleb Williams, you're fired.
Yeah.
At the end of the year.
That's just fair.
That's just what it is.
Disband the franchise.
You got it. Just yeah. You're fired.
Yeah, because
you're making that pick already. It's already done. Like, let's get more weapons for Justin. No. I got to keep my kids in private school. I got to keep my wife here.
Exactly.
I'm drafting Caleb Williams because you know why? At least gives me two more years. You draft Justin Fields, bro. Hey, man, you're looking for work in about a year.
Yeah.
That's not no shot to Justin Fields. I'd rather do that. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I get another opportunity.
I agree with you, but I mean, it's a question that's been going around Twitter, so we had to ask, you know?
You got to ask. We started with Aaron Donald retiring. We end with Kenny Pickett to the Eagles. Man, everybody have a great weekend. It's Kirk Morrison signing off the Rich Eisen Show.
Black and gold here.
Movies, TV shows, books, podcasts, and more. It's What Women Binge with Melissa Joan Hart and her friend Amanda Lee.
We have Lauren Bosworth with us.
Yay!
The Hills. So what is like your number one question from fans?
The primary question I still get asked was, "What is it real?" In 2024, to me, is a surprising question to get because I feel like everybody has been through the reality TV gauntlet at this point.
What Women Binge, wherever you listen.